Ave Maria.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is day 21, and we are focusing on the call to holiness.
So yesterday, Sister Lucia referred to Our Lady Mount Carmel in an apparition. She gave an interpretation of it, and now she gives a different interpretation of it.
Sister Lucia writes, "One can discern another meaning in the apparition of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, namely the call to holiness. Mary is for each one of us the model of the most perfect holiness to which a human being can aspire in this poor land of exile."
In the Second Vatican Council documents, maybe you've heard this term, the universal call to holiness. And that just means that we can all grow in deep union with Jesus, that we can all be a great saint if we want to be, that the grace is available to all. Sometimes we think of this and we think it's out of reach.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people feel like it's impossible to become holy.
Yeah.
That they have to be Mother Teresa, or they have to be, you know, Saint Catherine of Siena, or have to have the stigmata, or be bilocating.
Yeah, and typically most of us aren't doing that.
Not in this house.
Not in this house. So we think sainthood is out of reach. Holiness is out of reach. Not true. Holiness is in reach for every single person because that is God's will. So what we want to do in this session is just make this really simple. How can we grow in holiness? We call it three principles of sainthood. Now, I do a whole talk in this. We're going to try and condense it in 5 minutes. We'll do our best. But here we go. Sainthood is now. Sometimes when I'm speaking to a group of people, I'll ask them, what is the most important moment of your life? And we'll brainstorm different ideas. But really, the most important moment of our life is the present moment, because that's all we got.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, and I was just going to say, because a lot of us, we fight our current circumstance, you know, whether it's the job that we're in, or whether it's the fact that I don't want to change this diaper, or, you know, that I'm at a red light, or that there's a lineup to get into the store, or whatever it is, we're continuously fighting our circumstance.
Yeah, that moment that we find ourselves in, we often say no to it because we want a different moment. We want a different experience. We want it to be easier. But God's grace is in the present moment. And if we don't accept the present moment as it comes to us, it's like the grace slips through our fingers. So how can we open our hearts to the grace of the present moment? Because that's where we meet God. Let's go through five words that always keep us in God's will in the present moment. Here we go. Do the next loving thing. Do the next loving thing. That's all we have to remember when we're trying to live out God's will. We just do the next loving thing in the present moment. Which leads us to the next principle of sainthood. It goes like this. Sainthood is here. And what is that? It's like the present moment gets captured by the here. So once we recognize the most important moment of our life as the present moment, then we stop and we look around and we ask ourselves this very important question. What are my duties in my current state of life? And then we go to step one. Do the next loving thing. So a lot of times, we don't like our duties. But it's through our duties that God, when we perform them in love, united to Him, that we grow in holiness. Now, right before we turned on the cameras, you had a duty, Janelle, that you had to do that took you away from trying to do the third take of these videos.
Right. That's okay. It was just what happened was our daughter, who is 7 months old, just required her mother. She needed her diaper changed. She needed to be fed and needed to be put to bed. And I came back down and I was like, sorry, just dealing with the duty of the moment, because that's truly what it was. And, you know, sometimes we feel like the more important thing is to do the adult thing, you know, get our work done. But no, sometimes God is calling us to do something that's simple, that's easy, but to do it with great love.
And in fact, when we neglect the duties of our current state of life, we can't grow in holiness. Because that's one of the primary ways that we grow in union with Jesus, other than the sacraments. So we must embrace our here, the duties that we find in our current state of life. So you might ask yourself this question, what are your duties right now? No, single person's duties is different than a married person's. A widowed, different than
A priest or religious.
Those who have children in the home, different than those who do not have children in the home.
That's right.
But we cannot neglect our duties. They're so important. When we do them with love, united with Jesus, we grow in union with him. Mm-hmm. Which leads us to the last principle of sainthood, and it goes like this. Sainthood is for all. And that means exactly what it means, that we can all become a great saint if we want to be. But if we don't become a saint, it's not God's fault. Because it is God's will for each one of us to grow in deep union with him.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that encouraging to think that sainthood is for everybody? You know, even the neighbor across the street or the person working the till at the grocery store. Like, this is nobody, there is no exception. Mm-hmm. Holiness is for everybody.
And if we don't believe it, we won't aim for it.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest enemy of great is good. And oftentimes we just settle for the good life. But God is calling us to the great life, union with him.
So let's bring this back to Mary and what Sister Lucia has to say about her life. Our Lady sanctified herself as a faithful and devoted wife by fulfilling all the duties of her state in life. She sanctified herself as a loving mother who dedicated herself to the Son whom God entrusted to her. With Jesus, she traveled the narrow way of life, the rugged road to Calvary. Finally, she sanctified herself as mother, mistress, and as guide of the apostles, agreeing to remain on earth for as long as God wished. There's a few things that stand out to me in that quote. The part at the very end where she says that Mary, you know, was okay with staying on earth for as long as God wished for her. And right now we're actually reading a book to our children about Fatima and the children of Fatima, and how Sister Lucia was so disappointed that Francesco and Jacinta got to leave this earth and go to heaven before her. And yet she saw this as a gift, in a way, to be on earth and an opportunity for more acts of penance, but also to spread the message of the Immaculate Heart. And it just talks about her conversations with Jacinta and how Jacinta was like, you know, Lucia, you get to stay longer. You get to help spread the beauty of Our Lady and teach people about heaven. Anyhow, it was just really special.
So here's a great example of Sister Lucia accepting her here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she embraced it. And Our Lady, the perfect model of one who accepted her here and her now. So when we struggle with that, then what do? We entrust ourselves to Our Lady who can obtain this grace of faithfulness for us. So friends, please pray along with us the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima.
Pray for us.
Hey, thanks for watching. Can we share our dream with you? We want to reach millions of people by sharing the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. And we want to do this by keeping all future content free, accessible, and shareable, just like the video you saw.
But we can't do this without you. Would you please consider supporting us on a monthly basis by joining our Patreon team? To partner with us, click the link at the end of this video or in the description. Thank you for your consideration.